In today's program, we're looking at the role of the Holy Spirit in your life. Did you know there's very specific things that the Holy Spirit will do in your life? He's going to help you in so many ways. In fact, Jesus called the Holy Spirit the helper, the comforter, the advocate. And we're going to show you in today's program his role in your life and how you can live a bold Christian life through the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. You do not want to miss today's program.
I've already seen God do too many miraculous things in my life for anything else to convince me otherwise.
If you just keep getting back up, you're going to win. You're going to outlast the devil. You're going to outlast this pain. You're going to outlast this sickness. You're going to outlast this poverty. You're going to win if you choose not to quit.
Hey, in today's program, we're teaching on the Holy Spirit. And a lot of the things we're teaching come from our book, Your Life with God. And I'm going to show you how you can get your copy of this book completely free. That's right, it's our gift to you today. Find out how you can get your copy real soon. Hello and welcome to the Abundant Life program. So glad you've joined us today. We've got an exciting program today, haven't we?
Yeah, we have. We're going to be talking about the role of the Holy Spirit.
It's really cool, yeah, the role of the Holy Spirit. And really the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives, in your life. The role he has in your life. And I tell people, until you understand the benefits of something, until you understand the purpose of something, then you're not really going to get the benefit of it. You're not really going to be able to walk it out. Mm-hmm. And what we're teaching today is the role of the Holy Spirit. Did you know the Holy Spirit has a specific role in your life? He does things in your life. He's a person. We've already looked at this in a previous lesson. You know, he is God. He's a person, and he wants to indwell you and live his life through you. Mm-hmm. And it's so powerful. So the role of the Holy Spirit, we're looking at this key verse right here. If you've got your Bibles or your phones or your tablets, whatever you use for your Bible nowadays, turn to John 16. This is our scripture today, John 16, verse 7. We're going to spend a little bit of time here. John 16, verse 7 says this. This is Jesus talking to his disciples, and he says here in John 16, verse 7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away." See, Jesus is talking to his disciples mm-hmm. and saying, "I'm going to go away." And the disciples are getting upset about this. But he said, no, it's actually to your advantage that I go away.
And actually, just to put this in context, okay. These were some of the last instructions that Jesus gave his disciples before he was crucified.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that kind of helps us a little bit. Like if you knew that you were about to die, mm-hmm. right? And it was almost like you were going to give your closing speech, your final instructions to your followers that have been with you for 3 years, you're going to want to make sure that you tell them the most important thing. Right. A bit about what's about to happen, yes, but the most important thing, because you know that those words are going to be some of the last words that they hear, and they're going to remember those.
It's the most important thing.
It's very significant.
It's like when we go on a missions trip or something, and we know we're going to leave our children. Now we have 3 grown children. We know we're going to leave them for like a week or 2 weeks, and we won't see them again.
When they were little, they used to cry. Now they just celebrate.
Yeah,
as long as they have pizza and the car keys.
Well, I was going to say, they ask about the most important things. They say things like, you know, where's the pizza money? And I say very important things back to them, like, don't forget to put the trash out. And stuff like that. So anyway,
it's really meaningful.
It's very meaningful conversations as we leave them in the airport. But anyway, this is Jesus talking to his disciples. We're picking this up right in the middle here, John 16, verse 7. And he says here, "For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you." Jesus mm-hmm. is talking about the Holy Spirit here and about how if he goes back to the Father, he'll be able to send the Holy Spirit. Jesus left the earth. You know, God came down in the form of Jesus. Jesus was God, 100% God and 100% man. While he was on earth, he restricted himself in a man's body so that he could win authority back again. But he came down as a man. And until Jesus went back to the Father, the Holy Spirit couldn't come down and dwell on the earth. So the Holy Spirit, right. So Jesus is saying, I'm going away, but the Holy Spirit's coming back. So
a tag team.
It's a tag team. Jesus tagged the Holy Spirit in, praise God. So I've got here, the first thing I've got is, he is our helper.
In my translation, it says counselor.
Counselor, okay.
And some of them say comforter.
Comforter, mm-hmm. advocate, counselor, helper, all very similar words. And this is describing the Holy Spirit, who the Holy Spirit is. Mm-hmm. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit helper, comforter, advocate. You describe this, I know you've studied this out in depth, about someone who actually takes hold with you, actually someone who goes into the pit, if you like, goes into the problem with you
yeah.
and helps you, comforts you, yeah. advocates for you.
Yeah, when it says this in Romans chapter 8, when we don't know how to pray, mm-hmm. is one of the roles of the Holy Spirit. He helps us to pray when we don't know how we ought to pray. Mm-hmm. He says he helpeth us in our infirmities.
Come on.
And that actually means, it's Romans 8, 26 and 27, right about that. But that actually means that he literally falls in the pit with us,
where?
Gets alongside us mm-hmm. and pushes against that problem to move it out of the way and give back to us what the enemy has taken from
Come
us.
Come on, praise God. So the Holy Spirit
That's powerful.
It's so powerful. The Holy Spirit is our helper, our comforter, our advocate. Mm-hmm. And he says here that it's sent to us from the Father. The Father God is sending the Holy Spirit to us. Father God is sending the Holy Spirit to us so that he can live his life through us, praise God. Mm. So that's the first thing I've got here. I also got here in John chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus says here, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper. Again, this word helper, comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Jesus said, I'm going to go to the Father and I'm going to ask him to send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, your comforter, is going to abide with you forever. You know, Hebrews 5:13 says, God will never leave us nor forsake us. Mm-hmm. This is how God can be with you all the time, 24/7, 365. God is with you all the time, wherever you are, through the form of the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. So Jesus went to the Father and the Father sent the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Jesus went away and he sent the Holy Spirit.
And this is really different from what you see in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. You know, we said before in a previous program that the Holy Spirit isn't just present in the New Testament. He's present all through the Scripture. Amen. He was hovering. The Spirit of God was hovering over the water in Genesis 1 verse 2. So the Holy Spirit didn't just show up like, you know, enter stage left.
Right.
Okay. He didn't just show up on the scene. He's been there the whole time. But when we see the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, he does have a different role than he has in the New Testament. Mm-hmm. And so we need to make sure that we understand what his role is in the New Testament, because guess what? We're New Covenant believers. We are this side of the cross.
Amen.
And it's different. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon the prophets for that moment,
right,
enable them to do something, speak through them, give them a word from God, give them power and miracles. So we see different ways the Holy Spirit operated in the Old Testament. But the very significant thing here is that the Holy Spirit doesn't leave us. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon someone and then leave them, right?
Yep.
But right now, Jesus is saying, I'm gonna go away so that the Holy Spirit can come. And guess what? When we receive the Holy Spirit, he doesn't leave again.
Come on.
That's the difference between and being a New Testament, a New Covenant believer, this side of the cross of Jesus, than being there in the Old Testament.
Yeah, they couldn't actually have the Holy Spirit indwell them. The Holy Spirit just used to come upon them. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, King David prayed prayers like this in Psalms, take not your spirit away from me, and prayers like that. Well,
that's not an old covenant prayer for us, is
that's
it?
That's an Old Testament prayer, because now God has promised never to leave us. So once you receive the Holy Spirit, he's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. And you can be guaranteed that he's going to be with you forever. Whereas the Old Testament people used to have to pray and ask God, please don't take your spirit from me. The Spirit just used to actually come upon them, for, like you said, for certain times and then leave again. In fact, a friend of mine uses this illustration. I won't do it here because it's too messy. But he gets a glass and tips it upside down. So imagine a glass upside down and pours water on it. And that shows the Old Testament way. It was just the water just poured over the glass, you know, an upside down glass
just
poured over the glass, just gets wet. That was the Holy Spirit coming upon his prophets, upon his people in the Old Testament for a certain time. That was it. We're in the New Testament now. He turns the glass over and he pours the water in the glass. We are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And not just filled, we keep being filled. We overflowing with the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit indwelling us on the inside of us. So Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. He went away, sent the Holy Spirit. And now as born again believers, we have access to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will indwell us and never leave us, praise God. So the first thing I've got here is he's our helper. He's our advocate. He's our comforter. He's sent from God the Father. We're talking about the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And it's so powerful. We understand how powerful the Holy Spirit is in our life. The second thing I've got here is the Spirit of truth, and he guides us into all truth. He is the Spirit of truth. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth, and he guides us into all truth. It's so powerful. This is John 16, verse 13. John 16, verse 13 says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.
Now, this is so powerful. This is so practical, because if you've ever been in a situation where you don't know which direction to go, maybe you've heard a report, maybe you've got a doctor's report, or maybe you're listening to a news report, or maybe you've got some information that's come to you some other way, some opinion where it's all being presented as truth, and you don't know which version to follow, which version to base your decisions upon. I mean, this is really important, because there are lots of things in the world that are vying for our attention.
Oh, yeah.
They all have
their
own version of truth.
Yeah.
But you know, one thing the Holy Spirit will do is he'll take this word of God and he'll make it become real to you to help you to discern what's good and what's evil, what really is truth according to the truth of the word of God. And we know this is important because the scripture said it's the truth that sets us free. So one of the jobs of the Holy Spirit is to show you truth. Not man's version of truth, not an opinion, but to show you absolute truth and to take this word of God, the truth, the real truth, and make it real to you. So this is really practical when we're trying to make life decisions.
He's the Spirit of truth. So the Holy Spirit, like Carly said, the Holy Spirit will actually guide you into all truth, and the Holy Spirit will make the Word of God come alive to you and show you truth, show you error, show you lies. He's discerner. He will show you these things. He's the Spirit of truth.
This can really protect us from harm.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Many times I've had this where, you know, I haven't known what to do. I'm not sure about something. And the Holy Spirit will guide me into truth, will show me. Maybe you've got to test me about that. How the Holy Spirit has shown you the right way to go. He's shown you the truth. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. This isn't true. And He is the Spirit of truth. I mean, the Holy Spirit, the God cannot lie. Amen. He comes with truth and truth only. So we can trust the Holy Spirit 100%. His very name is truth. He's the Spirit of truth. Mm-hmm. Jesus calls Him here the Spirit of truth. And He guides us into all truth.
Right.
So not only is He true, but like we were talking about, He guides us into truth. Through His Word, He will guide us into truth. Really, the Spirit and the Holy Spirit and the Word together, they're an unstoppable team. It's a little bit like I heard this illustration once. This will help explain to you a little bit about the Holy Spirit. I heard this illustration. They said, if you land on a beach and this beach was full of landmines, imagine like the First World War, the Second World War, you land on a beach, it's full of landmines. Would you rather a map that shows you where every single landmine is and where the placement of every single landmine is? Or would you rather someone right next to you whispering in your ear, telling you, turn left, turn right, straight on, two steps back, turn left, turn right. What would you rather? I said both. And that's what we have with the Word and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will speak to us directly. He will reveal truth to us.
Yeah.
He'll actually guide us. He's our personal helper, our advocate, our comforter. He's with us 24/7. And we also have the Word, which tells us everything from the beginning to the end.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit will help us interpret the Word and bring the Word of God to life. Let me tell you, if you haven't got the Holy Spirit, if you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit, you're not going to fully understand the Word of God, because the Word of God is understood spiritually. It's a spiritual book. It's not just like a normal book. It's a spiritual book. It's alive, it's living, and you need the Holy Spirit to be able to interpret the Word of God.
Amen. So super practical, Holy Spirit leading you into truth there. And at the same time, He's helping you to make good decisions. He's protecting you from bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the enemy, he's the accuser of the brethren. It says in Revelations, he's a liar. He just deceives the whole world. In other words, the enemy has no truth. But the Holy Spirit is the opposite of that. He leads us into the truth, and that's why it protects us from the plans of the enemy. So how can we understand and sense the Holy Spirit on the inside of you? Well, He talks to you many different ways. The primary way that the Holy Spirit talks to you is through the Word of God, and He'll confirm the Word to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on a search for truth, you know, reading the Word of God is going to help you. And one of the things that the Holy Spirit does, as you read the Scriptures, He'll make that Word become alive to you, where it's not just a head knowledge, but He'll make it truth that belongs to you.
Right.
Truth that you see, that you understand, that becomes, we call that rhema word, that revelation, like God speaking to you. And maybe you've had that when you're reading the Word of God and words just literally jump off the page.
Yeah.
It's like it's ringing all your bells.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Holy Spirit that's doing
that. It comes alive.
Yeah.
The Word of God comes alive. The Word of God is a living book, and it comes alive, praise God. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says it this way. It says, all Scripture is given for inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, reproof, and correction, instruction in righteousness, and that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. See, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will work with the Word of God and make it alive to us and lead us into all truth.
Mm-hmm.
So powerful. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit will lead you into truth. He'll show you these things, and He is the Spirit of truth. So I'm telling you we need the Holy Spirit really to do anything.
Yep.
We need His help to do anything.
Amen.
So a lot of what we've been teaching today comes from our book, Your Life with God. And our partners of Terra Des Ministries have made it possible for you to get a copy of this book completely free. Go to terradesministries.com/booklet. terradesministries.com/booklet and get your copy. This book teaches in depth about what salvation means, what it means to live the life of Christ, and it also goes into depth about the Holy Spirit, what it means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, to live in His power, what it means to receive your prayer language. Maybe you've struggled to receive your prayer language. Maybe you've struggled to pray in the Spirit. This book is going to help you get your prayer language and be able to pray in the Spirit. And that is so powerful. We don't want one of you to leave today without getting your copy of Your Life with God. Get it today.
Go to TerraDesMinistries.com or call us at 719-600-3344. For orders outside the U.S., call 273-500-2231. To order your copy of this teaching, go to TerraDesMinistries.com.
So we're talking today about the role that the Holy Spirit has in our life. What is His job description? We've mentioned one of the things that He does is He's called to lead us into all truth, to help us make good decisions. And while we're making good decisions, He protects us from making bad decisions and falling into the pitfalls of the enemy. Mm-hmm. But one of the jobs I want to show you here is in John 16, verse 8. And it says, when He comes, and this is Jesus talking about the Holy Spirit coming to dwell in us after His crucifixion. He says, He will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in Me, and of righteousness, because I'm going to My Father, and you will see Me no more. Now, this is really important, because part of the job of the Holy Spirit in leading us into all truth is to show us how to live a holy life. You can't live a holy life without the power of the Holy Spirit. And you may have noticed, maybe, you know, when we all do things wrong, right? We all mess up, we all sin, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Right. But once we get born again, you know, if we are going down a path that's maybe not a good choice, mm-hmm. we'll get that little nagging feeling on the inside, right. I don't know that this is good. I don't get a good feeling about this. It's the inner witness. It's the Holy Spirit bringing conviction to you. And I want to show you something here because, you know, the Holy Spirit will never condemn you. This is really important. He's the comforter. He's the helper. He's the counselor. But He will convict you. In other words, show you something, the error of your ways, so that in love He can lead you into all truth. Not to condemn you and to shame you. The enemy does that.
So the difference between condemnation and conviction is condemnation, the enemy will come along and say, you messed up, you did this, you did that. And there's no hope now. You messed up. God doesn't love you. You know, basically, he'll make you wallow in it. He'll even, rub your nose in it. The Holy Spirit will come along and said, yeah, you don't want to be doing this because He loves us so much. God, everything God does for us is because He loves us. He loves us so much. He's like, you don't want to be doing this. He doesn't want His children hurt. Mm-hmm. So He comes along. The Holy Spirit will come along, convict us of something we're doing. Like, don't do this anymore. It's for our own good. And here's the way of escape. Mm. Here's how you escape out of it. You can do it. Come on, you can do it. He's always encouraging. Yep. He's always our advocate. He's always helping. So it's not like the enemy's, the enemy condemns us. It's not like that. He convicts us and leads us into truth. So He'll say, don't do this. What you want to be doing is this. Don't do this. This is the way of escape. Here's the truth. You've been believing a lie. You know, if we're caught up in sin in the natural, first of all, it's because we're believing a lie. Mm. We're not believing who we are in Christ. If we really understood who we were in Christ, we wouldn't do those things. We wouldn't even be sin conscious. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit comes along and will convict you of something you're doing wrong in order to help you escape it and to get out of it. He's your helper. He wants to get you out of that pit.
Yeah,
amen.
Absolutely.
Praise God. Go ahead.
And this judgment that it's talking about here in this scripture, it is a judgment of sin because they do not believe Me. Notice that this judgment isn't for believers. This judgment is to convict those that don't believe, hasn't put their faith in Jesus, haven't put their faith in the Savior because they haven't received that forgiveness. They're still going to be held accountable for their sin. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Spirit will convict unbelievers even of their sin so that they can receive their Savior.
Yep.
Amen. So really the attitude behind this, the role of the Holy Spirit is always in love. It's always in mercy. It's always to bring you into a place of truth and freedom.
That's right. That's awesome. Praise God. I've got here that He speaks to us what he hears from the Father. So the Holy Spirit will speak to us, reveal to us what is heard from the Father. I get this from the same scripture, John 16, verse 13. The last part of 13, He said, He guides you into all truth. Let me just read you this part. The last part of 13, He says, He will not speak on His own. It says He will not speak on His own authority. This is John 16, the last part of verse 13. He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will tell you things to come. So the Holy Spirit actually revealed to us what's on the Father's heart. Mm-hmm. He'll actually reveal to us what the Father is speaking to Him.
Yep.
You know, similar to when Jesus was on earth, He said, you know, I only do what I hear, what I see the Father doing. I only speak what the Father tells me to speak. Jesus had this same attitude. This is the Holy Spirit revealing to us what's on the Father's heart. If you want to know what's on the Father's heart, if you want to know, you know, the way that we hear from the Father is through the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So he will show us, he will speak from the Father's authority, and he'll speak specific things to us.
Mm.
He'll show us actual specific things. And then I love this part as well. It says he will show us, the very last part of that verse, John 16, verse 13, it says, he will tell you things to come. Man, this is awesome. The Holy Spirit knows the beginning from the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega, right?
He's going to make you look really good.
He knows what's coming up. He knows what's coming up in the future. So the Holy Spirit will actually warn you about things coming in the future. You can actually have a heads up. He'll give you notice. He'll tell you, hey, this is happening. This is happening. And he'll make you ready for that. He'll give you preparation, if you like, for what's happening in the future. This is so powerful, because if we don't understand this, you know, we're missing out.
Mm.
The Holy Spirit wants to show you things to come. It says he speaks whatever he hears the Father speaking. He speaks from the Father's authority, and he will show you things to come. Imagine what an advantage that is. If you've got the Holy Spirit indwelling you, what an advantage that is to know about things to come.
Yeah.
You can know, you know, what's happening in the economy. You can know, maybe you have an employee and the Holy Spirit tells you they're going to leave you in 2 weeks. Or no, they're going to leave you in 2 months. You can actually make preparations. Maybe there's situations where, you know, you can actually have a heads up, and the Holy Spirit will say, prepare for this, prepare for that. And sometimes it's very bizarre. We would never have these thoughts in the natural. And sometimes it's amazing how, I mean, one time the church we was attending, you know, we love our local church, and we attend our local church when we're not preaching in other churches. And, you know, the worship leader we had at the time, we was going to have him for decades. I mean, he was here to stay. And I remember preaching at a different church, and the Holy Spirit just dropped into my spirit during worship and said, you know what, you're going to have a different worship leader. And I thought, this is bizarre. So I get back to my home church, and I talk to my pastor, and I said, Pastor, during worship, the Holy Spirit told me you're going to have to find another worship leader. And he said, really? And then 2 days later, the worship leader said he was resigning.
Wow.
The Holy Spirit was showing us things to come so he could be prepared for that. He'll do this in business. He'll do this raising your kids. This works in any area. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Mm-hmm. In fact, really, this is another lesson, but this is part of the word of wisdom. It's a spiritual gift. When you receive the Holy Spirit, he gives you spiritual gifts.
There are
and
gifts
a word
that come
of wisdom.
With that package.
That's right. There's gifts that package. There's 9 spiritual gifts. The Apostle Paul explains them. And the word of wisdom is basically knowing something ahead of time.
Mm.
It's also called prophecy, but it's knowing something ahead of time. And it can really help us live out the Christian life if you know what's coming around the corner.
Amen. It's powerful.
It's great to know that. It really gives you a heads up, praise God, and it gives you an advantage. You know how to pray. You know how to deal with people. It's powerful. So he will show you things to come. I love this, how he'll show you things to come. I've got here, I remember one time actually was in a conference, and this is just how the Holy Spirit works. We're in a conference, we're in leadership in this conference, was working for a different ministry at the time, if you didn't know. Before we started Terrades Ministries, we actually served another traveling media ministry for over 10 years. And we was on a conference, working at that conference, and 2 men walked in. It was a big conference, maybe 1,000 people there. That's right. Two men walked in and sat down at the side. There was nothing suspicious about them, but Kai leaned over to me and said, "Watch those 2 guys. There's trouble. They're going to cause trouble. And they were just sat there very innocently, like anyone else would. I was like, maybe Kylie's paranoid. But the Holy Spirit had shown her things to come. The Holy Spirit had told you, right?
Yep.
That there was something going down. So the Holy Spirit revealed this to Kylie.
And actually, we saw doing some security.
I was like, part of my job was security. Well, lo and behold, 2 minutes later, all of a sudden, one of them gets up. I don't know if they were high or drunk or both. But one of them gets up and starts dragging the other one and says, "You've got to be saved. Get to the front. You've got to be saved."
Very overzealous.
He was overzealous. So he's trying to drag his friend to the front. They were obviously intoxicated with something. And I don't think it was the Holy Ghost. And he's trying to drag him. I was able to get there quickly because I was watching them the whole time. I was able to get there, shut the situation down before they made it to the stage, before they disrupted the meeting. Who knows? They could have caused a lot of problems. But because the Holy Spirit revealed to Carly ahead of time, the Holy Spirit had shown her things to come. We was able to make preparations. Mm-hmm. I was able to get there and shut that thing down. This will work in any area.
Mm-hmm.
This has worked in business for us. He's shown us. We know we had some rental properties, and the Holy Spirit showed us, your tenant's going to leave. Your tenant's going to leave that house. Well, we was able to be prepared for when they did leave. It wasn't a surprise for us. So we need to lean on the Holy Spirit. He will show us things to come.
Actually, I'm just remembering when we started out in ministry, and this is before we had a television program. Mm-hmm. We actually started filming programs in our friend's lounge, and it was quite rudimentary.
Yeah.
But after doing that for just a few months and using different avenues, social media, and different free things, we had the Holy Spirit, and he told us, you need to upgrade your television production, right, yeah, so that you're ready. I've got television opportunities, mm-hmm, coming for you. And so this is like in the January time, and we filmed a lot of, we made those upgrades that he, yeah, showed us, and we filmed several series of programs in television quality, because it had to be a higher quality. And then when August rolled around, we had an opportunity that came to us for our first television contract. And we had, because God had already prepared, mm-hmm, us, we had all of these programs already prepared in the can, ready to go. And so we were able to take that opportunity that came to us because the Holy Spirit had prepared us.
Yeah, we was able to say yes, and yeah, we was ready to go. Funny, actually, we started doing weekly programs, and I said to Carly, I'm not sure about every week. That's a lot, every single week going out. And then we got an opportunity to go daily, and I said, yes, let's go daily. She said, you didn't even want to go weekly. I said, the Lord will provide. Praise God, we had a heads up from the Holy Spirit, so we was able to get prepared. This is just some of the benefits of the Holy Spirit. There's many more. We're going to come back on another program and tell you about some more benefits of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit wants to live His life through you. And I'm telling you, the Christian life isn't difficult. It's impossible without the power of the Holy Spirit.
We trust you are being encouraged by today's lesson. Now, you can order the complete 5-lesson series, The Holy Spirit, from Ashley and Carly Terades. This CD set includes the digital copy, so you can access the teachings from nearly any device. As you listen, you'll learn what it truly means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues. As you apply these truths, you will be emboldened as you share the gospel with others. Operate in God's power and giftings in a greater way, including physical and emotional healing, faith, identity, and deeper relationship with the Lord. Order today and be encouraged as you learn to hear from the Holy Spirit as a regular part of your daily life. Even if you've already received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, this series will help you truly start benefiting from the power God has placed inside of you. The Holy Spirit is for everyone. Order now by visiting TerradesMinistries.com/shop or call our help and prayer center at 1-719-600-3344 or in Africa call 2763-500-2231. Ministers are standing by to pray with you and take your order. Again, that number is 1-719-600-3344.
Right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for everyone watching. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that they have the power of the Holy Spirit in them. Lord, I thank you they're going to realize what they already have in Christ. I thank you they're going to give thanks to you and start unpacking what they already have. Lord, I thank you for every single person watching. Lord, I speak healing to their bodies. I speak peace to their mind. I speak prosperity to their financial situation. I thank you, Lord, all your promises are yes and amen through Christ Jesus. I thank you, Lord, you've paid the price through your death, burial, and resurrection. Lord Jesus, you paid the price for us to live the abundant life. You paid the price for us to be healed. You paid the price for us to live in peace. You paid the price for us to be provided for. And Lord, we release those promises to these viewers today. We release those promises in Jesus' name. Don't forget to get your free copy of Your Life with God book. And the Terades Ministries partners have made it possible for you to get a copy of this book completely free. Go to TeradesMinistries.com/booklet. That's TeradesMinistries.com/booklet. Go there and you can get your free copy of Your Life with God book. You can also call our number on the screen right there and you can get your free copy today. This book is really going to help you understand what we've been teaching today.
Go to TeradesMinistries.com or call us at 719-600-3344. For orders outside the U.S., call 2763-500-2231.